This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can't talk numbers and how to stop worrying and love them without talking about GDP, gross domestic product. We brought our Shanghai correspondent Rob Schmitz home for our road shows in Washington to tell the real story of China's decades-long, near-constant, double-digit GDP growth. Up to now, the growth model there has been building big government projects, highways and bullet trains and real estate. Big real estate projects they have built, in fact, by the dozens, entire cities that now sit, amazingly enough, empty. Here's Rob.
Nearly a year ago, I visited a replica of New York City under construction outside the northern Chinese city of Tianjin. Workers were constructing dozens of skyscrapers on land shaped like the island of Manhattan. They had plans for a Lincoln Center, a Rockefeller Center. Lin Lishui, a salesman for one of the developers, was beside himself.
Our goal is to create the world's largest financial center right here within 10 years. We're building skyscrapers. We've got China's largest high-speed railway station coming soon. We're building a tunnel under the sea, and we'll soon build several subway lines.
A year later, construction on this city named Yujiapu has grinded to a halt. Investors have pulled out. A cluster of skyscrapers sit half finished. It's Manhattan on hold.
It was a failure before it even started.
Gao Fei is director of investment consulting at Centerline Property in Tianjin.
The most important thing for Tianjin's government has always been a high GDP rate. That means the government has to spend a lot of money on huge projects like this one. In China, these kinds of wasteful projects are everywhere.
For years, high GDP growth ensured local officials' promotions within the party. In the case of Yujiapu, the faltering Manhattan replica, it helped boost Tianjin's GDP growth rate to around 16% for 3 years, the fastest in China. And that helped former Tianjin Mayor Zhang Gaoli get promoted to Vice Premier of China. In Zhang's rearview mirror on his way to Beijing, a failed project and mountains of debt. Hundreds of miles away lies China's most infamous example of a colossal waste of money. The city of Kangbashi, where on most mornings you can watch staff members of the local hotel do a choreographed dance to techno music sprinkled with horse calls. There's really nothing else to do here. The city, built for a population the size of Pittsburgh, is nearly empty. It was built a decade ago to house around 500,000 people. At the time, the region, known as Ordos, was filthy rich from selling coal. But now, coal prices are low, and according to state media, Ordos is in so much debt it had to borrow tens of millions of dollars from a developer to pay its city employees. Xiongang came here to set up a restaurant to serve them.
Everyone knows this is a ghost town, so our restaurant doesn't have to pay rent for 3 years. The government gave it to us for free so that they had a place to eat. They also hoped more businesses would come.
Mission failed. The Ordos shopping mall next door is five floors of emptiness. Across an empty public square filled with giant bronze statues of Genghis Khan's family, I walk through the dark halls of an office building, dozens of doors for rent signs on all of them. I see a woman coming out of one of them. She says she works at a grocery store serving city employees. She came here from the countryside, and she pays the equivalent of $75 a month to sleep in an empty office space. She washes herself in the building's public bathroom down the hall. Dozens of other migrant workers live here, too, all trying to make what they can off of what's left of this city. Ordos's government has now issued a ban on all construction. But before that goes into effect, the city can't seem to help itself. It's building a new skyscraper park and three sports stadiums costing hundreds of millions of dollars. Back in Tianjin, real estate analyst Gao Fei isn't optimistic about China's efforts to prevent future economic waste like Yujiapu and Ordos.
You can't do anything about it. Local officials are too powerful. They're only concerned with their five-year terms in office. If they can produce good numbers, they'll be promoted. They're not interested in the long-term plan.
Gao hopes for a day in China when government officials are evaluated for more than just local GDP growth. He says what really matters is the income of the people they govern, access to good health care and education. If these were the new goals in China, he says, all of this would be easy to solve. Reporting from Tianjin and Ordos, I'm Rob Schmitz, for Marketplace.
We've got some amazing pictures from Rob's story of those empty cities. You can see them on our website. While you're there, check out the dates for our other road shows as well. Also, a post by our Friday regular and Fortune magazine assistant managing editor Lee Gallagher on her favorite number. Here's a hint. It starts with Fortune 500, which came out today. It's marketplace.org, of course.